要神造就人。我们一起同心合意的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。今天早上的经文是记载在马太福音第六章三十三节，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这一切都必加给你们。这是上帝的话语。弟兄姐妹，请坐，我们一起欢迎 Pastor Allen 还有四妹姐妹的翻译。
早上最美好的时光是什么？啊，是早，最美好是早上，对。最美好的时光就是可以跟主耶稣亲近 ，to start off our day, right?
与主亲近来开始你新的一天。
Yeah. So you know, 你们是有福的。
You're blessed.
Yeah. 跟你的邻居说你是有福的。Amen. Amen.A pastor was invited by a couple from his church to dinner at home.
有一位牧师呢，被他教会的一对夫妻请到他的家里去享用晚餐。
After he left, the wife said to the husband.
那牧师走了之后呢，这个妻子就对先生说
，I think he stole our spoon.
我觉得牧师偷了我们的汤勺。
It bothered her for the whole year.
他一整年都为这件事情感到困扰。
A year later, the couple had the pastor over again for dinner.
一年后，这一对夫妻呢又邀请了牧师，来他们家里敬晚，共享晚餐。
Unable to resist, the wife asked, "Did you steal a spoon last year?"
他实在忍不住了，他就问那个牧师：“牧师啊，去年你是不是偷了我们的汤勺？”
The pastor replied, "No, I put it in your Bible."
牧师说，没有啊，我没有偷你的汤勺，你打开你的圣经，你就可以找到那个汤勺了。
What's the moral of the story?
这个故事的意义是什么？
Open up your Bible that you may find your spoon to feed yourself.
那你，这个故事的意义就是什么？如果你打开你的圣经，你就可以找到滋养你灵魂的汤勺了。
May we then start of the year set our priority right by reading your Bible and seeking afterGod's will for your life.
所以在今年新的一年开始之际，让我们能够把我们自己生命的先后顺序能够理清楚，让我们寻求神，寻求神在我们生命当中的带领。
You know, we live in a complex and often very hectic world.
我们生活在一个非常忙碌而且很复杂的世界里面。
And without priority.We will find ourselves driven by urgency rather than purpose.
如果我们没有设定正确的优先事项的话，我们就会发现我们自己呢是被这个紧迫感来驱使，而并非我们自己的目标来驱使的。
We find ourselves so busy yet unfruitful.
我们会很忙碌，但是我们的生命却不会有果效。
And at the end of the day, we feel so exhausted without achieving what truly matters.
那么在这之后呢，我们会感到精疲力尽，但是我们却发现自己没有完成我们真正要完成的工作。
However, it's not only setting priority that is important.
但是我们人生最重要的不是只是设定优先事项。
More importantly, is to choose the right priority.
而是选择设定正确的优先事项。
A burglar's priority is to break into your house.
那一个抢匪呢？窃贼的目的就是要撬进你的家，偷你的东西。
His priority is not to meet a policeman.
他的优先事项不是说在这个过程当中遇见一个警察。
Now, when we choose the right priority, it will determine if we live a life that is aligned to God's will and purpose.
那当我们设定了正确的优先事项的时候，这将会带领和影响我们的人生，过一个符合上帝心意的人生。
In our text today, Jesus simplifies life complexity by identifying two priorities that every human should follow.
那在今天的这些经文当中，主耶稣他就指出了两项 神圣又正确的优先事项，来简化了我们人生的复杂性。
His first commandment is to seek first the kingdom of God.
那上帝，主耶稣告诉我们的第一个优先事项呢，就是先寻求神的国。
And secondly, is to seek His righteousness.
那第二呢，就是寻求他的义。
Now the call to seek His kingdom is not merely a good suggestion.
那么寻求神的国不只是耶稣的建议。
It is a command.
它是一个命令。
Everybody say command.
大家跟我说是一个命令。
To live a life that is aligned with His divine order.
那么过一个寻求他的与他的圣洁的命令相符的人生。
Therefore, the call to seek is not a casual or an occasional devotion.
因此呢，耶稣的这个命令呢，不是一个随意的关注或者偶尔的虔诚。
This is a call to seek His kingdom with an intentional discipline and sustained pursuit.
那么神的这个命令呢，是要我们有意识的、有纪律的、持之以恒的努力去寻求他的国。
Friends, do you feel dry spiritually today?
我的朋友，你今天是否感觉到你的灵命很干燥、很干枯？
Do you feel that you are not growing in your spiritual life?
你是否感觉到你自己的属灵生命没有成长？
Perhaps you have not seek Him with all your heart, soul, and mind.
也许你并没有用全心全意寻求神的国和神的义。
The seeking of God's kingdom is so important that it should be the governing principle for all our lives.
那追求神的国度应当成为我们每一个人生命的指导原则。
Let's look at the first priority, seeking the kingdom of God first.
我们先看第一个优先事项，就是先求神的国。
If you study the Bible, you will see that scripture always emphasizes the kingdom of God.
如果你研读圣经的话，你可以看出圣经里面经常强调寻求神的国。
What is the priority of God?
那神的优先事项是什么呢？
His priority is to advance His kingdom here on earth and impose His rule over this earth.
但我们可以看出上帝的首要任务excuse me, 就是在地上推进他的国度和进行他的统治。
God already has an invisible kingdom in heaven.
神在天上已经有一个无形的国度。
His desire and intent is to extend and establish His invisible kingdom here on visible earth.
那神的意愿和目的就是将这个在天上的这个国度，无形的这个国度扩展到地上，让它变成有形，并且建立起来。
In doing that, His will, His culture,His character and His moral may be displayed here on earth.
那当他这样做的时候，他希望他的旨意、他的道德、他的目的和他的意愿能够在地上彰显下来。
And we can see this to be true in the message of Jesus.
那我们可以在耶稣给我们的信息里面看出来。
In His preaching and in His teaching.
然后通过神的这个讲道和他的教导，我们可以看出来。
Even so, in the New Testament, the kingdom of God is used over 100 times.
那很明显的，因为我们在新约圣经当中，我们看到提到神的国这一词出现了大概100次。
Let us look at some of this scripture.
我们现在一起来看一下这些相关的经文。
In Mark chapter 1, at the very beginning of Jesus' ministry,
在马可福音第一章，就是耶稣开始他的事工的时候。
It was right after John the Baptist was in prison.
就是在施洗约翰刚刚被囚禁以后。
Jesus said this.
耶稣说了这以下的话。
Let's read this together.
我们一起来念。来到加利利，宣传神的福音，说时候到了，神的国近了，你们应当悔改，相信福音。
So his first message was the kingdom of God.
那他的第一个信息就是关乎神的国。
And this shows his priority.
那这就反映出了耶稣的优先事项。
Then in Luke chapter 4, Jesus made a very explicit statement about his purpose for coming.
那在这个路加福音的第四章呢，耶稣呢就非常明确地阐述了他到地上的目的。
Let's read this together again.
我们一起来念。 须到别的城去传神国的福音，因为我是为了这缘故奉差遣的。
So the very reason why Jesus was sent on earth is to prioritize the kingdom and to, for us to advance his kingdom here on earth.
那耶稣告诉我们他的使命，他被神差遣来的这个原因，他就是为了推进神的国度在地上，如同在天上。
So the preaching of the kingdom, the priority of the kingdom is so important to Jesus that this also should be our focus.
那神的国度在耶稣的信息里面和在耶稣我们整个福音的当中是如此的核心，所以对我们俩我们你和我的生命当中，他也应该站在一个核心的地位。
And then in Acts chapter 1, after his resurrection, Jesus spent 40 days with his disciples.
那在《使徒行传》第一章当中，我们看见耶稣他复活了之后，他有四十天的时间跟他的门徒在一起。
And what was he teaching his disciples?
那在这四十天当中，他都跟他们说了一些什么呢
？It's the same message, the kingdom of God.
也是一样的，他也是跟门徒们说关于神的国的事情。
Let's read this together, shall we?
我们来一起念。
And the disciples of Jesus took his message very seriously.
那神耶稣的门徒呢，都非常认真的对待耶稣给予他们的这个信息。
That the most famous apostle, the apostle Paul, spoke in the synagogue.
那这个我们所知道的最有名的其中的一个使徒就是使徒保罗，他在这个会堂里面也是如此的说。
And what was he teaching?
那他教导了什么呢？
What was he teaching? The kingdom of God. Yeah.
对，他教导的就是神的国。
Let's read this together again.
我们来一起念这个以下的经文。宣讲、辩论神的国的事，劝导人。
And later on in Acts 20, before he left the church in Ephesus, he was praying together with the elders of the church.
那同样的，在《使徒行传》第二十章当中，当保罗在他离开这个以弗所的教会之前，他如此的跟这些以弗所的信徒一起说。
And again, he was preaching the kingdom of God.
他同样的也是教导他们关于神的国。
Then we must ask, why must we seek the kingdom of God first?
那么我们就要问我们自己了：我们为什么要寻求神的国呢？为什么要成为我们要关注的事情呢？
It is because when we focus on the kingdom of God first, it will transform our life.
因为当我们关注在神、寻求神的国度的时候，我们的生命会得到转变。
In other words, when we seek His kingdom and His righteousness first, we are living according to the plan and the will that God has for us.
因为当我们专注于神的国度的时候，我们自己的生命，我们会开始按照神为我们预定的旨意和计划生活。我们这样的生活是会与神对齐的。
In other words, you are walking in the destiny of God.
那换句话说，我们就是行在神的旨意当中生活。
So what is the impact if we live and seek God's kingdom first?
那当如果我们为了寻求神的国而活的时候，对我们会有什么影响？
Your work will be transformed.
你的工作首先会得到转变。
We no longer see our work as survival, a status, or for self-fulfillment.
那我们不会再把我们的工作当成我们生存的方法，当成一种地位或者自我实现的手段。
We begin to see our work as a calling, as a vocation that God has called us to.
我们会把我们的工作当成一种呼召，一个职业，是神为我们预备的职业。
And we begin to see our workplace not with the hateful boss or gossipy colleagues.
我们不会再用，就是我的工作场所，就是哎呀，我那个很讨厌的那个上司或者老板，还有那些爱说闲话的同事。
We see the workplace as a platform where God is honing us.
我们会看见我们的工作是上帝的工作坊，他在那边磨练我们的品格。
God is shaping you.
神塑造你。
And is chipping off those things that does not look like his son.
并且从你的身上剔除那些不像他儿子的特质。
And all this refining comes in how we show our attitude towards word.
而我们这个整个精炼和磨练的过程当都会显示出都会通过我们和同事和老板互动和交流当中显示出来。
Yes, yeah, in our relationship with bosses and with our colleagues as well.
从我们和我们同事和我们老板的关系当中可以看出来。
We no longer see our workplace as a place of drudgery.
我们不会把工作场所视为一个我们的苦役的地方。
But the workplace is our pulpit.
而我们的工作场所变成我们的讲台。
Opportunity to testify for Christ and be a witness for Him.
而是为基督做见证和做他的美好的代言人的一个地方。
God sent you to your workplace to transform lives.
上帝差你到你的工作场所去转变别人的生命。
Jesus once told a parable about the kingdom of God is like a woman making a dough.
耶稣呢曾经讲过一个比喻，说天国好像面酵，一团面酵。
Anybody have eaten or seen roti prata before?
大家应该都有吃过那个印度煎饼吧？有没有看过印度煎饼怎么做的？
The dough is very big.
那个面团是很大的。
But when you add yeast to it,
当你加那个面酵酵母进去的时候
，the whole dough is transformed.
当你加了面酵进去那个面团之后，整个面团都会得到转变，巨大的转变。
Yeast is very small.
酵母很小。
It works quietly and silently.
它是很安静的，在那边工作。
The dough laughs at the yeast.
那个面团就会嘲笑这个酵母。
But the dough said, "You are mine."
但是，酵母会跟面团说，你是属于我的。
That's why God wants you to go into the government, to the business, to the education, to the law, to the arts and entertainment, and influence those places.
所以，上帝会差派你到政府部门工作，到商业部门里面工作，到教育界里面工作，到法律界里面工作，到艺术和娱乐界里面工作，去影响那个地方。
And no matter how ungodly your bosses or colleagues may be,
即便你觉得这个你的工作场所或者你的同事、老板都很不敬虔
you are called to be an yeast to transform the world.
你被呼召在这个场所里面去做那个酵母，
that,
去影响你的工作
场所。That, my brothers and sisters in Christ, is a theology of work.
所以我的弟兄姐妹，这就是我们所谓的工作里面的神学。
And that, my brothers and sisters in Christ.Is the kingdom of God.
那弟兄姐妹，那里你的工作场所就是神的国度。
And then you are to be the yeast.
你就要做那个酵母。
Can you tell neighbor be the yeast?
你告诉你旁边的人，你要做那个酵母。
Be the yeast.
做那个酵母。
Yeah. The other impact when we seek first the kingdom of God is that our family will be transformed.
那我们可以看到的，当我们寻求神的国的时候，我们会看见我们的家庭也会得到改变。
When Jesus Christ is the head of the family,
当基督为我们家庭的主的时候
，our family find order.
我们的家庭就会恢复秩序。
The culture of love, kindness, forgiveness, and gentleness of the kingdom become our guiding principles in our relationship with our spouse and children.
那天国的这个爱。恩慈、宽恕和这个温柔的文化，就会在我们的家庭里面成为引导我们和我们配偶和孩子们之间关系的指导原则。
But you may say, Pastor, you don't know my wife or my husband how they are like.
但是你可能会跟我说，牧师啊，你真的不知道我的老公和我的老婆是怎样的。
And how rebellious are my children?
你也不知道我的孩子有多叛逆啊。
You are right.
你是对的。
But God knows and He sees your situation.
但是上帝知道，他看见了你的处境。
The advice He gives to us is found in 1 Peter 3:1.
那上帝给你的这个帮助呢，你可以在彼得前书3:1里面看见。
He said, "Wives, be submissive, and out of your reverence for the Lord, that even without words, your husband will come to know Him as well."
在彼得前书里面，是这样说的，这个做 妻子的，你要顺服你的先生，勇于顺服你自己的先生，好叫你虽然不信道的先生他受到感动，虽然不是因着你的言语，但是因为你生活里面体现出来的这个敬虔和纯洁，他可能会得到感化。
Can all husbands raise your hand?
可以做丈夫的举手吗？
All husbands.
全部做丈夫的举手。
Yeah.Be considerate to your wife.
你要体贴你的妻子。
The Bible said, treat them as the weaker partner.
圣经里面说，你要对待他们，因为他们是夫妻关系中那个比较弱势的那一方。
Not because they are inferior to you.
不是因为他们低你一等，不是因为你的妻子低你一等。
But they are physically different from you.
那是因为主要是在生理的差异，他跟你不一样。
Can all the fathers raise their hand?
可以做父亲的举手吗？全部做父亲的弟兄举手。
Scripture said, "Do not exasperate your children."
圣经里面说，如果你身为人父，不要激怒你的孩子。
But in gentleness and wisdom, bring them up in the way of the Lord.
而是要用温柔和主的智慧来按照主的道来养育你的孩子。
The end goal is not to see who wins an argument.
我们最终的目的并不是在我们的家里看见谁赢了这场辩论会。
The end goal is to witness to our family so that they too may be safe.
我们最终的目的是要在我们的家庭的成员面前做美好的见证，而希望他们也能够得救。
Because all of us are made in the image of God.
因为我们每一个人都是按照神的样式而造的。
Now when the kingdom of God is your first priority, all our anxieties and fear.Lose their grip on us.
当我们把神的国度放在首位的时候，我们的焦虑和恐惧就不可以再挟持我们。
Because you know that you are never alone.
因为你知道你永远都不会孤单。
Because the King has promised that he'll never leave you nor forsake you.
因为你的主、你的王告诉你、应许你，他永远与你同在，他不会丢弃你。
So if you are anxious or fearful.
如果你感觉到焦虑或者恐惧
，By your prayer, praise, and worship, and meditation on God's word，
借着你的祷告、赞美，还有默想神的经文
，You will focus from your circumstances to the sovereignty of God。
你会可以把你自己在集中在你的焦虑和你的恐惧的这个处境当中，转移你的注意力到这个掌权的主的身上
，And your anxieties。And fear will be replaced by His peace and love.
那你的恐惧和焦虑就会被主的平安和爱所取代。
Scripture tells us you don't even have to worry about what you eat, what you drink, or what you wear.
圣经也告诉我们，你甚至不必担心你吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
Why? Because the Father knows that you need all these things.
因为天上的父知道你这一切的需要。
Are you facing any difficulty and challenges?
你在现在的生命和生活当中是否遇到一些挑战和困难？
God is sovereign.
神是掌权的。
Every adversities and challenges you face is permitted by God.
你生命当中所遇到的每一个逆境和挑战都是神所允许的。
There are faith lessons for you to grow in your faith and draw closer to God.
他们都是你信仰的功课，为着要叫你增长你的信心，并且与主更加亲密。
Why seek the kingdom of God first?
为什么要先寻求神的国呢？
Because it will give us clarity and purpose in our life.
因为当我们先寻求神的国的时候，会给我们的生命带来清晰度和目标性。
When you seek a biblical view, a kingdom view of life from the secular view, things become clearer.
当你以天国为先的心态生活，你会从世俗的世界观转换到一个圣经和天国的世界观。
You see your purpose in life clearly.
你会看到你在地上的人生的目标，非常清楚地看见
你的目标。You know where to put your priorities.
你会知道你的优先事项是什么。
And you know that this world is not your home.
你会知道这个世界不是你的永恒的家。
And that God has a greater purpose for you than just your work, your life, and your family.
你会知道上帝给予你在世上的目的远大于你的工作、你的家庭。
When God is our first priority, we no longer hold tightly to things that are temporal, but we look to things that are eternal.
当我们以天国为先的时候，我们不会再执着于世界上的世俗之物，我们用永恒的取代短暂的。
And instead of struggling to get to be prideful, we cultivate a poverty of spirit.
我们不会再想要做骄傲的人，而反而我们会想要培养自己做一个邻里贫乏的人。
Because the kingdom of God belongs to those who are humble.
因为我们知道天国是属于这个邻里贫乏的人。
Instead of striving to get to the top to be powerful over people.
我们不再想要追求权力，在这个权力的顶峰，做每一个人的领导。
We seek His purpose.
我们反而会寻求神的旨意。
For it is in the purpose of God that we truly find fulfillment and joy.
因为唯有在神的旨意当中，我们才能够真正找到我们的满足感和喜乐。
And instead of pleasure, prestige, and position, we choose to be servants.
那么我们选择不追求享乐，我们不追求声望，不追求地位，而是选择做仆人。
Because Scripture says the Lord came not to be served, but to serve.
因为圣经里面说，耶稣来到世上，他不是为了受人服侍，乃是为了服侍人。
25 years ago, I made a decision to give up my life to serve Jesus.
那我25年前，我决定奉献自己的生命来侍奉耶稣。
All that time, many people advised me against it, including my parents.
当时呢，每一个人都劝我不要做这个决定，包括我的父母亲。
They said you are making a grave mistake.
他们都说我在做犯我即将犯一个很严重的问题，严重的错误。
To give up all the trappings of the earth.
来放弃这个世俗上的所有的财富和享乐。
And to follow a carpenter,
去追随一个木匠。
But deep inside, I know that I'm making the right decision.
但是我的内心深处，我清楚的知道，我做的是正确的选择。
Because I am a testimony that in the past 25 years, God has been good to me, and I lack nothing.
因为我自己的生活就是一个好的见证。我在追随主的25年当中，我从来没有任何的缺乏。神对我们还有对我的一家都非常的好。
Yeah, and then I know when my time on earth is done.
我也知道，当我在地上的时间结束的时候
，the reward I will get will be out of this world.
我要得到的奖赏，将是我们在地上完全无法见到，也是超乎我的想象的。
God's rewards are always better than the earthly rewards.
上帝的奖赏。总是会比地上的奖赏好。
Therefore, let's follow what Scripture tells us today.
来，所以让我们大家都跟从我们今天我们现在要读的这个圣经这个经文。
Let's read together Colossians 3:2.
我们一起念哥罗西书三章二节。思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
Amen. Amen. The second priority is to seek God's righteousness.
我们第二个优先事项就是寻求神的义。
But we never seek the kingdom of God first without being made righteous, without being made the righteousness of God.
我们若不在神里面成为神的义，我们就永远无法寻求神的国。
And the greatest hindrance of us becoming the righteous children of God is.
那最大会拦阻我们成为神国里面的义的是什么？
你们是说是什么？
你们觉得是什么？
罪 ，sin。
对，罪。
Yeah, and there's only one possible solution to sin.
那我们的罪只有一个解决方案。
And that is Jesus becoming the Lamb of God for us.
就是耶稣成为神的羔羊。
Jesus lived a sinless and perfect life.
耶稣他的一生完美无罪。
But he suffered the worst death by crucifixion.
但是他却遭受了最残酷的死刑，被钉在十字架上。
But unlike other criminals that are condemned, they are not nailed to the cross.
但是与其他的受这个十字架刑罚不同的罪犯。的差别是，这些罪犯都并没有被钉子钉在十字架上。
But Jesus was nailed to the cross by nails that are 6 to 8 inches long, through His race.
但是我们的主耶稣基督呢，他受的刑罚是被长6到8寸的钉子钉在十字架上，而当这个钉子钉在他的手腕里面的时候
，The nails that were hammered into his wrist broke his tendons.
这个钉子呢，被打入他的手腕里面的时候，把他的手的筋和腱都破碎掉了。
And Jesus was forced to use his back to push himself up in order to breathe.
那在这样的情况下，主耶稣被逼用他的背部的肌肉支撑自己，他才能够呼吸。
He endured excruciating pain on the cross for 3 hours. 3 hours.
耶稣呢，在十字架上忍受了这样的剧烈的痛苦，长达3个小时。
And before the nails were pierced into him, he was whipped so severely that it tore the flesh from his body.
当这个钉子还没有刺穿他的身体之前，他已经遭受了极度残酷的鞭打，而这些鞭打呢，把他身上的皮肉都撕裂了。
Most men would not have survived such a beating.
大多数的人都没有办法承受这样的酷刑，还生存下来。
And he was forced to carry the cross, which weighed about 30 kilograms.
那他还被迫背负这一个大约30公斤的十字架走。
To walk a distance of 2 kilometers.
走了将近2公里路。
He endured all this.
他承受了这一切。
To open the gates of heaven.
去打开天上的大门，天堂的大门。
For you and for me.
为你和我。
So that we can become the righteous sons and daughters of God.
好叫我们能够成为神的儿女，成为神的后嗣。
The sky became dark.
天暗了。
And the wrath of the Father was poured on Jesus.
神的怒倾倒在主耶稣的身上。
And he took the life of Jesus, his son.
神的儿子竟然他的生命倾倒，为我们完全倾倒。
Now the path of discipleship and sonship is a narrow, straight and narrow path.
我们的门徒之道呢，是一条狭窄和笔直的道路。
Not everyone can walk this path.
不是每个人都可以行走这个道路。
This narrow road is walked by those who have put aside the cares of this world.
这条狭窄的道路是那些能够放下世间的烦恼和顾虑的人可以走的。
And the concern for themselves.
是那些能够放下关于自己的顾虑的人能够行走的道路。
They understand that God asked them to give up the things of this world.
他们明白，上帝要他们放弃人生世界上的一切世俗之物。
It's not simply for the sake of giving up.
不是单纯要他们放弃这些东西。
But that you and I can have the only thing that is worth having.
而是为了让你和我能够拥有唯一值得拥有的东西。
A life with Jesus.
就是与耶稣亲密同行的生命。
The goal of God is to loosen us from the grip of this world so that we can enter into an intimate relationship with Him.
神的目的就是让我们摆脱世俗这个世界对我们的束缚，从而与他建立一个亲密的关系。
I'm not saying that all of you should quit your job and become full-time ministers.
我并不是在告诉你们每一个人，你们去辞掉你的工作来全职的侍奉。
I shared it with a friend in Indonesia and he asked,Does that mean that every one of us has to go full time?
我跟一个印尼的朋友在分享的时候，他问我，那是不是代表我们全部人都要辞掉工作去全时间的服侍呢？
I said no.
我说不是的。
To be a disciple is primarily a call to allegiance and obedience to our Lord.
成为主的门徒最首要的，其实是意味着你要对主完全的忠诚，100%的顺服他。
And putting our life under His rule.
然后把自己的生命的主权完全的交给他。
It's not about occupational change.
这不关乎你的职业的转变。
However, there is one important rule that Christians must keep.
但是对我们基督徒而言，有一个很重要的准则，你一定要记得。
Is to leave room for God to move in your life.
就是你要让神有空间在你的生命当中运行和做工。
If God is calling you to full-time ministry.
如果神呼召你全职服事
，response to him，
你就回应他的呼召
，because his reward is out of this world，
因为他可以给你的奖赏是这个世界不能够给你的。
So let us look at the purpose of God.
让我们来看一看上帝的目的。
God wants us to put the kingdom and His righteousness first, so that God's kingdom can come on earth.
耶稣命令我们先将他的国和他的义，放在首要的位置，好叫神国的价值观、文化和目的可以彰显在地上。
He has a simple plan.
他的计划很简单。
To let His children rule over earth.
就是让他的孩子在地上来执政和统治。
That is why in Genesis 1:26, we see God creating man in His own likeness and image.
所以我们在这个创世纪一章二十六节看见神按照他自己的样式来创造了人类。
And then He gave Adam the authority to reign and rule over earth.
让他也给了亚当这个权柄来在这个地上统治所创造的东西。
But when Adam failed in his assignment,
但是当亚当没有办法完成他的任务的时候
，God sent Jesus the second Adam.
上帝就差派了第二个亚当，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And his purpose is to establish God's kingdom on earth.
他的目的就是让耶稣基督来地上重建神的国度。
To restore the rightful authority of man.
恢复我们人类应有的权利。
And to destroy the works of the devil.
并且摧毁魔鬼的作为。
Brothers and sisters in Christ, this is the great commission.
所以弟兄姐妹。这就是神的大使命。
You and I are created to rule and reign in this world.
你和我被创造是来统治和治理
这个地上的。We are created to enforce God's kingdom in this world.
我们是来这里执行神的国度，在地上执行神的国度的。
And this is the responsibility of every son and daughter of God.
这是我们每一个神的儿女的责任。
We are not only to represent Jesus rightly.
我们不只要正确的在地上代表耶稣
，so that through you people may be drawn to him，
好叫人可以看见你而被吸引到神的脚前。
We are also called to rule and reign in this world。
我们也被呼召在地上统治和治理这个地上。
This is the great commission。
这就是大使命的意义所在。
This is your duty and my duty。
这就是你和我的责任。
How then can we put the kingdom of God first?
我们要如何将神放在首位？
Firstly, prioritize time with God.
首先，你要优先安排和神独处的时间。
That's why at the start of sermon I say the best time is time spent with God early in the morning.
所以我刚才在讲到之前我说的，一天最好的时光就是你早晨与神独处的时间。
Make the reading of the Bible and prayer your first priority.
你要将每日的祷告和读经作为你生命当中很重要不可或缺的一部分。
Ask God to align your heart with His.
求神让你的心与他的心对齐。
So that He can renew and shape you according to His will.
好让神可以用他的旨意来更新你，塑造你的生命。
Secondly, seek His guidance.
第二点，寻求神的指引。
Before making any decision, whether great or small, pause to seek the Lord.
不管你做任何的决定，不管大和小的决定，你都要停下来寻求神。
Ask Him for wisdom, clarity, and direction.
求神给你智慧、清晰的带领和明确的方向。
And then when He tells you, you yield according to His guiding hand.
而当他告诉你的时候，你就顺服的跟从他的指导。
Thirdly, serve others.
第三，服侍他人。
You know, as we serve God, God shapes our character, sharpens our gift, revealing the selfless love of Christ in us.
当我们在服侍的过程当中，上帝塑造我们的品格，他会加强我们的能力，并且基督，我们会彰显基督在我们身上那无私的爱。
And fourthly, share your faith.
第四点，分享你的信仰。
Be bold.
你要大胆。
In sharing your faith and your testimony.
你要大胆勇敢地与他人分享你的信仰和你的见证。
So that they may see the work of God in your life.
好叫他们可以看见神在你身上的作为。
And be drawn to the saving grace of God.
而被耶稣基督的救赎恩典所吸引。
As we populate more and more Christians on this earth.
当 我们地球上有越来越多的基督徒的时候，
We are advancing the kingdom of God.
我们就在推进神的国度。
That's the purpose of God.
那就是上帝的目的。
That is His priority.
那是他的首要，
To seek His kingdom first.
就是寻求他的国，
And His righteousness.
还有他的义，
So that, that God may rule here on earth.
就让神能够在地上统治，
Through His children, through you and through me.
而是并且是通过神的子女，就是你和我，来在地上统治。
And that is why when the disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray.
所以，当门徒们问主耶稣，求你教导我们如何祷告的时候，
He said, "May your kingdom come."
主耶稣告诉他们，愿你的国降临。
May your will in heaven be done also on earth.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
That's the Great Commission.
那就是大使命。
Brothers and sisters in Christ, when the kingdom of God and righteousness is our first pursuit,
弟兄姐妹，当我们把追求神的国，和义放在首位的时候，
then the peace on earth and the goodwill towards men, which was first announced in the gospel, may become a reality.
那在路加福音二章十四节里面说的，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人，这句话就能够成为现实。
Then swords and spears will be beaten into plowshares and farming equipment as war give way to peace.
那么在以赛亚书二章四节所说的，我们就可以将刀打成犁头，把枪打成镰刀，和平就会取代战争。
Then brothers and sisters can dwell together in unity.
那弟兄姐妹呢，就可以和睦共处。
No more gossips.
不再有闲言闲语。
No more unforgiveness.
不再有不宽恕的事情。
No more self-interest.
不再有自私自利的人。
Only love and unity.
只有爱和合一。
And then all nations will join as one.
那时候各国将成为一体。
Lifting their voices to declare.
并且高声共同宣告。
To him who sits on the throne.
但愿。The Chinese translation is different.
Okay, never mind.
Okay, maybe you can finish.
To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise, honor, and glory and power forever and ever.
到时候各国就可以联合一起高声宣告，但愿颂赞、尊贵、荣耀、权势都归给坐宝座的和羔羊，直到永永远远。
That's why God asks you to seek His kingdom first and His righteousness.
因此神说，你要先寻求我的国和我的义。
Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you for inviting us into your kingdom and calling us to be your sons and daughters.
天父，感谢你邀请我们进入你的国度，并且呼召我们成为你的儿女。
As we begin this year, help us to live as your children.
主啊，在今年新的一年伊始之际，求神你帮助我们活出你儿女的样式，
reflecting your righteousness and advancing your kingdom here on earth，
彰显出你的义在我们的身上，并且在地上推进你的国度。
May your kingdom come，
愿你的国降临。
May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven，
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
In Jesus' name，
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
And we say Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand to sing this song of response.
让我们一起起立，唱这首歌来回应神。
感谢神是我救赎主，感谢神是我。